he was kind of okay looking, and I was kind of like, why is this guy just kind of following us around? And then later on, he whipped these fancy diapers from France out of his satchel. And
someone who looked a little bit like Big Fatty told me I need to wear a leather diaper cover.
He had a leather diaper cover. So he had a diaper on.
He had a diaper on, but a leather like, sort of diaper
which
cover.
Which is creepy because it was just like the little kids' plastic ones, but made out of leather.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
I need to wear a leather diaper cover.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1298 of the BFO for Thursday, the 17th of January 2013. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. I'll show y'all we have got voice letters, more entries for the number one fan contest, and we're heading back to Spot and Big Fatty. Yes! Hello, Octocentennials! Big Fatty, what the hell? Hi, everyone! I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I tell y'all, I'm just embarrassed. I am embarrassed because I forgot on Monday, y'all, to call the Vons, yo, y'all, to congratulate the old gal on reaching her 800th episode, y'all. And you know, by episode, I do not mean that she required a wooden spoon to be inserted in her mouth so that she wouldn't bite her tongue off. Fatty, you're crazy. Episode of of soiling her set. Fatty, that came many years ago. But y'all, the old gal, 800 episodes. I think that's quite a benchmark. There you go. But I did call the old Walnut Hills little show, y'all. But it'll probably be another 800. It'll probably be another 800 episodes before it gets played. Bee, Fatty! Anyway, but y'all, I'm recording this, and as soon as I'm done, Larry Klein and I are heading out to our restaurant week dinner at the Lana restaurant. Y'all, it looks like it's going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to this one. And so on the far right, little show, y'all, we will have a restaurant week recap of how that all went. Lovely, Big Fatty. And yes, that's pretty much all there is to say. Y'all, that is the leftover chicken bazoom and the fried okra that was left over from my supper on Tuesday night. By the way, y'all, I have got not a granny update, but a Miss Porter update. Big Fatty! Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, you know, Miss Porter was going to the El Hospitalo, which, of course, is Mexican for El Hospitalo. Y'all, he was going there on hump day to have his surgery on his hernia. And, y'all, he was supposed to be there at 11:30 a.m. in the morning. And y'all got a textimonium from Granny on Wednesday afternoon saying that Miss Porter had waited for 3 hours, and they canceled the surgery because Miss Porter was the baby hydrogen, y'all, because there was no room at the inn at the El Hospitalo for Miss Porter to remain overnight. So y'all, they just had to cancel the hernia surgery. So Miss Porter has still got that Big Fatty. Don't talk about hernias. It's like reaching into it's just vulgar. It's just vulgar. You know what it's like reaching into. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, you've got to all. I don't care what you're doing right now. You need to go over to Spot and Big Fatty because, y'all, something very important's been posted over there, but I'll tell you about that in just a few minutes. First of all, we've got a couple more Spot and Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, I can't tell you how tickled I get when people post things at Spot and Big Fatty. Y'all, it just makes Big Fatty happy. But, y'all, that Mark in Canada, he has found a picture. And it says, scientists have identified sperm with a genetic predisposition towards penny coupons, gin and tonics with lime and puppet shows. And y'all, it's a picture of Big Fatty as one of those little squiggly things. Big Fatty Vulga! And y'all, then the red FF pup over there in the arc, y'all, he has spotted Big Fatty on the... Batgirl motor scooter, and it says Big Fatty, what does it say?
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty, I was wondering... Actually, I have two questions. One of them, and it's not an ex-Big Fatty, as you are going to the restaurants, is Pussy Mac Spaghetti going with you, or is she staying at home? And if she's going with you, what did she eat? Because we are hearing what you ate and what Larry Fly ate, but what did you eat? What do you What did Pussy Mac Spaghetti ate, if she ate? Or did she get a pussy bag to take with her? The second question on this one is ex-Big Fatty. So roll the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our ex-Big Fatty question today comes to us from that crazy Mexican. Y'all, it is the one and only Hattie. I'm Hattie.
The question is, as you are at these restaurants, you have an intimate discussion with the waiters, and I was wondering if this is common throughout the non-Mexican land, as people converse and speak to the waiters there as much as you do, and get as much details of their intimate lives as you do, or is this just a Big Fatty thing? As it's here, when you go to the restaurant, they keep it really to the protocol, as they are waiters and you are the customer, and you can have a chit-chat, a funny chit-chat, but you don't get that intimate, only if you are really, really, really interested in the person, and that is really, really, really rare, or it could be seen as harassment. So, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, Hat M, that may be the longest Axe Big Fatty question that we've ever had here at the BFO, and... Before I answer that, we're just going to have to stop right here because I got to rewind this music so I have some music to talk on. Yes, Big Fatty! Well, now, the first part of your call about Poodle... Big Fatty, I'd like to answer that part. All right, well, Poodle, go ahead. Crazy Mexican? No! No, I do not go to the restaurant week because I am watching my figure. And plus, I'd rather stay home and enjoy some cake. And every once in a while, Big Fatty will bring me a pussy bag. Big Fatty, it's vulgar, but you do it anyway. And it's just lovely. But that's all I have to say. Well, thank you, Poodle.
But your Axe Big Fatty part of the question, it's an excellent, excellent question. I'm going to say that most people probably do not chat up the wait staff. That is a Big Fatty thing for the most part. In fact, when I do it, Larry Cly will oftentimes just sit there and will you shut the fuck up, Big Fatty? But you know, I never would have considered that it would have been harassment. Of the wait staff, but you know, I'm genuinely interested. Now, granted, if they're cutie patootie, I may be a little more interested. But yeah, it's not like I'm asking them to remove their trousers or unzip their manhood. Be ready.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is RC Chartinez in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm calling you to tell you about my new shit story. Let's say it was a double deuce day, and the deuce was loose. The deuces were loose. So it happened, like, I don't know, a while back, like in October, I pinched a nerve in my back, and it was a sciatic nerve. And I don't know what is up, but it's healed. It's kind of like Donna Sugar's. I think it's sort of the same sort of thing, like where it hurts your leg and all that bullshit. Anyway, so I had woken up early in the morning, like a couple weeks ago, and we have this wedge that holds the bathroom door open. It's like a little doorstop wedge. And I was half asleep, and I was walking to the restroom because I had to take a dump. And I, you know, in my stumbling over there, I slipped on that wedge. I stepped on it, and I just kind of like slipped a little bit, and I caught myself. And right when I caught myself, shit came out. I was like, oh, great, you know, wow, I was right in front of the toilet, and nice. So, you know, I did my business, and I checked, and yeah, sure enough, I got the short. So then I was like, wow, you know, that's fucking weird that, you know, when I hit that part of, you know, when I caught myself, it hurt my, I don't know if it had anything to do with my sciatic nerve, but I think I do because of this next, this number two. So later on that night, I went out and hung out with my friend, and we were out, and it was icy and, you know, snowy and shit outside. So we stopped by his apartment to get something, and he was already there, and I got out of my car, and I'm walking, and I slipped in the ice, and I caught myself towards the end of the slide, or the little slip, you know, before I fell on my ass. And then right at the same point, a little bit of shit came out. I was like, oh, great, you know, wow, I just shit my pants at my friend's house. So then I get, you know, I'm walking to his door, and, you know, it's cold outside, and I feel things dribbling down my right cheek, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I hope it doesn't get the pants. Please don't get the pants. So then I totally just, like, you know, I got to my friend's house, I went in, and I'm like, girl, I just shit myself. I need to use your restroom. And he's like, you just what? I said, I just shit myself. I need to use your restroom. And he's like, oh, girl, fix yourself. And so I did, and that's my new shit story for 2013. Hopefully there won't be any more, but, you know, my sciatic nerve is healing, if that matters. But yeah, I think it's all attributed to that, and that, I guess, that position that I was in that just triggered shit to, like, fly out of my ass. Oh yeah, and it did get the pants, and I had to do a whole, like, you know, sort of, you know, clean up, take a bath, not bath, but, you know, in the restroom of his house, and, you know, he was nice about it and didn't give me too much guff about it. But anyway, I thought I'd share my new double deucer with you. So I hope you you're having a good day, and thank you for calling.
Fatty, please, why did we have to have chocolate Cheerios today?
RC, first of all, RC, thank you so much for calling and sharing your sharding, your pant chatting story, because y'all not just anyone will do that. But y'all, I gotta say, between Hattie and RC's cellular telephonic device calls, y'all, I didn't have enough time to finish recording the Alley Show before it was time to go to supper with Larry Clark. So y'all, I've just come back from supper with Larry Clark. I'll tell y'all about it tomorrow. But y'all, it was good, and we had a good bottle of Chianti also. Yes, Big Freddy. But RC, thank you so much, and I'm glad to know that your stitch. I'm glad to know that your stitch that makes you shat your pants is doing much better. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, if any of you want to call into the BFO and relate your inability to control your bowels, you know, I take that back. The Walnut Hill Show, you know, it's all about shitting yourself. But y'all, I've been accused of stealing the good ideas before, so you know, why not steal it? Yes, Big Freddy, why not just steal another one? You know, why not? Yes, it'd just be lovely. Uh-huh, lovely. Well, y'all, I've gotten a couple of more entries into the number one fan contest, and I want to read those to you. Remember, you've got until the 1st of February to get in your entry. All you got to do is send an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. And 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan for 2013. Y'all, we've heard from Drum Major Kev. And he says, what? No? Yes?
Yo, yo, yo.
Dear Gussie, it's number one bacon fan time. Breaking news. Poor Big Fatty. Oh, man. And he says, lovingly, Drum Major Kev. So, Drum Major Kev, that's lovely. Y'all, we also got one from Terminally Single Tim. And he says, Poodle McNoodle is the pure talent on the show who was always witty. And bacon, 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 bacon. Big Fatty, I like his entry. It's just lovely. Well, okay. Well, despite that, Tim, we're going to put you in there. John Kobach. You know, he was the number 1300 fan, says, I should be the number one fan because I was recently diagnosed with anal fissures as a result of chronic constipation. I'm also not marked. So, John, I hope those fissures heal soon. And, y'all, the final one is Moose P. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, I'll have to read you Moose Peas. Oh, dear, I gotta see, I'll have to read you Moose Peas tomorrow, but, you know, anyway. Y'all, you know, I told you, Spot McFaddy's got big news coming up, y'all. So, y'all, you need to be checking up over there on a regular basis. Spot McFaddy is advertising the number one fan contest right now, so, y'all, get on over there. Y'all, send a picture over there, too, you know, and because, you know, Spot and Crazy over there. Y'all, Spot and Crazy just doesn't have jack shit to do. They're doesn't have jack shit to do. So, y'all, find a picture of Big Fatty and send it over there to Spot and Crazy. Calvin, what do you think old Spot and Crazy should do?
I need to wear a leather diaper cover.
Oh, I think Spot and Crazy would be lovely in a leather diaper.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.